This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Our guests today are no strangers to this studio or to IPR listeners, and we are so glad to have them back with us. Welcome to the five members of Manitou Wins. Let's have each of the five of you introduce yourselves.
I'm Michael Beery. I play oboe and English horn, and I'm singing.
I'm Sam Clark, and I play flute.
Hello, my name is Laura Hood, and I play the horn and the guitar in Manitou Wins.
Hi, my name is Lauren Murphy, and I play bassoon.
Hi, I'm Jean Marie Riccobono, and I play clarinet.
And we're going to talk to the two founding members, Laura Hood. Hi.
Hello, Amanda.
And Sam Clark.
Hi. Hi, Amanda. Thank you so much for having us here.
And we are talking with you ahead of this weekend's Winter Songs and Carols concerts. It's been quite a year for Manitou Wins. You said farewell earlier this year to the group's founder and artistic director, Jason McKinney. Talk to us a little bit about what that's been like for you as a group.
As a group, we've had to really make a team effort to fill his shoes. He was everything Manitou Wins for 10 years. So we miss him dearly and wish him very well. He's on to new adventures. And as I said, we're having to make it a real team effort to step up.
I think we all went through a little bit of a grieving period where we just took some time to individually dream about what Manitou Wins could continue to be. And then we got together and had a brunch one time with the four of us, and our dreams and hopes and wishes for Manitou Wins seemed to be incredibly aligned. And then we made a phone call to Michael Beery, and he was thrilled to be asked. And so we had our oboe player plus all of his other abilities. And like Sam said, I think we've had to step up. And I think that has opened up room for different creativity and different ideas to sort of grow from the groundwork that we had when Jason was a part of it.
And Jason is still present because one of the pieces that you're going to play in Studio A today that is on this weekend's Winter Songs and Carols concert comes from a piece that he arranged for the group from a Manitou Christmas medley. We're hearing just the last section of this piece, which has Patapan in it, which is one of my favorites. But I believe when you were setting up, you said it had a little bit of flamenco in it. Is there such a thing as a little bit of flamenco, Laura?
Yeah, it ends with the flamenco style in the guitar. But throughout the piece, you know, Jason arranged it for very specifically for this group and this instrumentation. And so I go from playing the horn and then end up on the guitar. I added some oboe parts into the part so that Michael has things to play for the entire medley. And then Dorothy Vogel has jumped right in and has been playing the piano and the harp parts that Jason had written. So it'll sound a little bit different, but the basis of it is still the arrangement that Jason did.
Well, let's hear part of that Manitou Christmas medley, the 2025 edition of that arrangement, originally by Jason McKinney, performed in IPR Studio A today by Manitou Wins.
Thank you.
We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. We heard an excerpt of a Manitou Christmas medley arranged for Manitou Winds by Jason McKinney. We are talking with the ensemble's two founding members, Laura Hood and Sam Clark. Now, this weekend, you folks are celebrating 10 years of your Winter Songs and Carols concert. As some of our listeners know, this isn't always sort of a sparkly sing-along jingle bell kind of event. There are serious moments, and you often look at some of the less jolly parts of the season. 10 years in, how does this approach to the holiday season still suit you as an ensemble?
It's very exciting. As Laura said, we've had to really think about how we were going to present ourselves and the music and the differences in the music. And that first brunch that Laura mentioned was just so inspiring. It just really helped all of us gel and realize we had a common vision. Part of that common vision was the piece Winter Music by Adam Schoenberg. And Laura's got this great vision of this with the snowflakes. It doesn't sound like a Christmas carol. We're all dreaming eighth notes because of the rhythmic intention of this piece. It's a very different winter piece. And Laura envisions snowflakes and gales and the snowflakes.
It's funny, when you were warming up and you folks were playing that piece, I was like, this is really fun. It's got some really asymmetrical rhythms. And when you finish that sound check, Laura, you asked me if I heard snowflakes. And I thought, well, I didn't until you said that. And then I totally see snowflakes in that piece.
Yeah, my mind goes directly to trying to like catch a snowflake on your tongue.
Sam's demonstrating right now. That's really attractive. Boy, people are sad they can't see that right now.
Yes, I'm glad they can't see that.
And you know how a snowflake doesn't just fall straight from the sky. It kind of swirls around if there's a little bit of wind and you have to jump from one place to the next. And then there are places in the middle of that piece where there's maybe those tiny little snow tornadoes that blow across the field. And just to me, it has so many different personalities of snow itself.
Well, let's hear that piece in Studio A here at Interlochen Public Radio. It's called Winter Music by Adam Schoenberg, and it's performed by Manitou Winds.
Thank you.
music of Adam Schoenberg in IPR Studio A. It's called Winter Music, one of the pieces that'll be featured this weekend on the Winter Songs and Carols concert presented by Manitou Winds. They're here in Studio A, and we're talking with members Sam Clark and Laura Hood. Now, you two, one of the hallmarks of Manitou Winds is it's not just the five core members, but there are always guest artists who join you for your concerts. You mentioned Dorothy Vogel already, who's stepping in this weekend at the keyboard, as she does. Who else is on your guest roster for these concerts?
We are lucky to have our old friend Norm Wheeler as Master of Ceremonies, and he is a bard extraordinaire. He's well known throughout Leelanau County and the region for everything he does vocally and the spoken word and playing the trumpet and flugelhorn, folk cornet, we like to call it, with him. And it's going to be a joy to have him on stage with us.
And I believe you have perhaps one of the youngest guest artists that you've had in a decade of concerts joining you as well.
Reese Miller is going to be joining us on some percussion and added sparkles through the concert.
So when there are sparkles, Reese is going to be providing them. Yep. And he's a sophomore at West High School.
He is, yep.
And what's his connection to the group?
His mother is Lauren, our bassoonist.
Well, Sam Clark and Laura Hood, in 10 years of doing these Winter Songs and Carols concerts with Manitou Winds, what's been one of your favorite years or your favorite memories of these concerts?
I loved the very first one, and I still have the program from that and the poster, actually, too. I think you have the posters from all of them. But that first one was just such a special gathering and joining and nerve-wracking, frankly, for me. But it was just such a special ensemble, and I was so lucky to be a part of it and to have all of us there, you know, making the music together in a beautiful environment with Jason's creativity and all of us contributing what we could to it. It was really special.
One thing, when we gathered for our brunch to kind of set some goals, one of the goals that I think everybody had in common was to continue, especially our holiday concert at Grace Episcopal Church, because we're able to donate all of the proceeds from that concert to all of the wonderful work that they do at the church for the Jubilee House and their community lunch program. And especially right now, we have so many friends in the Traverse City area that are really in need and are supported by that program. And I think that it was really important for us to continue that community support for Grace Episcopal Church.
One concert, I don't remember if it was 2 years ago, perhaps, the lights in Grace Episcopal Church during our concert began to flicker. And we were looking around at first and just figuring it would go away. They just kept flickering. And so finally, they turned the lights off. We had stand lights, luckily. And the pastor and several congregation members got up and lit candles. We performed, I'd say, about at least half of our concert in candlelight. And people would approach us afterwards and just say that was their favorite concert of that season because it was just so special and spiritual and calm to be listening to us in the candlelight. And it was really a special feeling.
Manitou Winds will present their annual Winter Songs and Carols concert at two Northern Michigan locations this weekend. Friday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Andrews in Beulah, and Saturday, December 6th at 7:30 p.m. at Grace Episcopal Church in Traverse City. We've got details, including how you can live stream the Friday night concert from St. Andrews, in this Studio A episode post at interlochenpublicradio.org. Sam, Laura, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
Thank you for having us.
Michael Culler engineered this edition of Studio A. We had digital content support from Scott Clemens and Isabel Lee. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.